Yo, what up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Players Podcast. Our podcast. The podcast for the players. Hey, the Player Podcast. The Player Podcast. Hey, the Players Podcast. What's going down, man? We back. Trying to do the thing, play a podcast.
Song for like everything.
I'm playing around. What's going down though, man? What's going down? We back in here. And we got the ladies too. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. We live today.
We got Wifey and Bree.
We back.
Trying to do the thing. Man, so nigga, some fucked up shit going on right now.
It's kinda, I feel like every week debatable. We have a bad news. Like, dang, bad news every week. This year?
It could be worse. It could be 2020 all over again.
Yeah, it could be. Oof, don't want to go back there.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not that. Well, I guess we got to get into the young lady, Micaiah Bryant, or Micaiah Bryant, or however you say it. But man,
day of the good news, well, partial good news for George Floyd.
But it wasn't even like an hour.
Right.
Or like, yeah, was it like a couple hours after? Man. I don't know. It was soon.
Already, you didn't kill somebody else. But this one, this one's kind of debatable,
this
though.
This one's debatable because I feel
what up, big?
Good morning, my nigga. Wake and bake up. I just got there.
The girl who got shot, her mom, and then the one who was fighting.
Nigga. I know. I seen somebody say, if that was my daughter about to get stabbed, I want him to stop this. Like, nigga, what if that was your daughter at somebody else's house causing some shit?
Right, and then it's like, what about,
get that ass stabbed?
What? I know all the states don't have Make My Day law, but, I mean, if someone's at your house and they're gonna attack you, I mean, why?
Thank you.
Why wasn't that justifiable, though? But that's why I said, I don't know the law.
Shit.
But...
As far as her
protecting
herself.
Yeah, like make my day. Yeah, you know.
Right.
It should have been a one-on-one fight, but.
Nigga, look. Nigga. That's just some, that's a fucked up situation. And his kids, too. Like, oh my God, man. I would hate to have to do something to a kid, but it's like, who is he supposed to do? You know, you see a kid about to stab another kid. It's like, but he should have definitely
put a taser, though.
True.
And why did he shoot her four times? You know, like, could have just took a kid down. Even an adult. Like, if you get shot, you're going to stop. Like, most likely.
So, nigga, I'm like, damn, bro, that's a tough one, man. Because, you know, if your kid's at my house trying to jump my kid with a bunch of other kids, I tell my kids all the time, you do what you got to do. Get them niggas up off you. Whatever that may be. Like, especially if I ain't there. You get, you know what I'm saying? You make sure you get up out of that.
But if you in the house, do you encourage them to go out the house?
No.
Or, you see what I'm saying?
That's no, she should have stayed in the house.
Yeah.
It's
hard.
Yeah. Because you're not going to want to let people just, you know what I'm saying, be up at your shit. Like, ah, motherfucker, causing ruckus. You know, so you don't want to get them out of there. But,
I guess as a kid, she's just... Right, were the parents there?
Somebody said parents were around, but I don't know.
There were some grown folks in the video.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why did the parents just tell the kids, like, y'all need to leave or else, you know.
Some nigga
neighbors, something.
Yeah, one of them niggas kicked the shit out of one of them little girls.
He did. Yes. He really did, because I seen the slow down version.
Nigga.
Because it happened so fast. You know, they had to slow it down.
But I...
It was like, God. Oh,
jumping my kid, I might boot that ass too.
Right. Then again, it's like, from the cop standpoint, yes, he should have used a taser.
Yeah, he should have used a taser.
Yeah.
But you also got to think, like, he showed up to the scene. You don't know who's the bad guy, who, you know what I mean?
And she wasn't small. You know,
she definitely wasn't small.
So he could have been like, oh shit, this lady's trying to. kill kids out here. Mm-hmm. Like, 7, you know. Right. I wonder what the call was, though. Like, I think they said something like there's a kid trying to stab people.
But I'm like, didn't she call?
Yeah, she's the one
that called. So did you call before you went outside? Right. Or...
Damn. Yeah. Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, she called.
I think they did say that, actually.
That's horrible. Imagine calling the cops and
you're the one
that's right. Nigga. They came to my house.
Yeah, you call the help and end up leaving.
It's like, damn, what would you want to happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, I tell my kids, like, you got to deal with the consequences of your actions. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, I don't want them to be stabbed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, damn, that one split the room for sure.
But then you got to think about it, like, what if he did taste her and she still, like, stabbed the other girl? Like,
yeah.
So, either way it goes, I think it would have been a bad outcome. Yeah. So, she either would have been going to jail for life or, unfortunately,
that's some horrible shit to say.
Man. Sad this way though. Somebody still lost their life, so.
No. So man, that just with that whole thing though, it's like the little girl in foster care and shit.
Mm-hmm. She already has a hard life.
Who was in foster care? The one
the girl. Mm-hmm.
That's what they said. So it's like, damn man, I wonder if that has something to do with it. What if she was getting bullied or something?
Mm-hmm. Like bullied. We don't know how her foster parents treated her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, they could have been crazy. That's why she pulled a knife. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, what person really is just thinking about, like, I'm about to go stab somebody. Yeah. Like, for real. Like, really go stab someone.
Unless you couldn't fight.
Yeah. Well, these kids nowadays.
She looked like she was in there, man. You know what I'm saying? What up, big cousin? What's going down, nigga? What's up, hood?
Sad.
I
shot her
sister
and stuff. Like,
you shot her, man. Like, yeah.
Three times though, like, you didn't think all four? Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't think one was gonna take her down? Right. Shot her in the leg or something?
Yeah. Like, they always shoot to, like,
kill.
Mm-hmm. But they don't do it. I'm sorry, but they don't be doing that to the white people. I've seen countless videos of white people with knives, guns.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, look.
And they don't be just shooting them. They be trying to calm them down, like, hey, you know, like.
Yeah. No, this white boy is running from this cop and shit, right? Mm-hmm. The cop's like, oh, hey, man, come on. You know what I'm saying? Come here. You know, a nigga would have been there, got body slammed or somebody. Mm-hmm. This nigga stabbed the cop in the neck. He turned around like, bam. Yeah, stabbed him in the neck. He's like, he stabbed. He still ain't shoot. He still got his gun out the whole time. Still ain't shoot this nigga.
I can't.
He tried to kill you.
Literally.
Yeah. I'm like, bruh, this shit is crazy. Even the little baby girls ain't safe. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you gotta be like, hello, I'm calling the police. I will be the one in the black shirt.
Right, pretty much.
And white hat. Please don't kill me.
Like, right.
You coming to my house. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
Yeah, at this point, I don't even want to call them at all.
Right.
They're supposed to be there to save you, but usually they'd be the one that's not saving you.
Right.
Thank you.
You know? So I ain't calling.
It's like, damn, what are you doing in that situation?
Nine things doing a little too much, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless somebody else had a knife, we don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You just don't know. So.
But if not, she's probably.
Just took the L.
A little over the top with it. That's crazy. That's extreme, especially for a kid. Mm-hmm. And she had it out. It was just like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
She's
like, right.
Like Chucky.
Yeah.
That's how it looked. I mean, the way that's she was crazy. Holding it, she looked a little scary.
Yeah,
I would have been scared if I was at the girl, like, oh shit.
I would have backed up. But that's the thing though, like, where did she have the knife? You didn't see her come out with the knife?
The video I saw.
If I didn't have a knife and I see somebody coming out with a knife, I'm finna back up. Is it just me?
Right. I'm getting out the way. Yeah. A knife is like.
And then
like,
it was a big one, too.
Or did she just like bust out the door with the knife? Like, I'm not trying to. But I'm just like, you know. No, because I'm saying, like, you know.
What that big cousin thing?
If she busted out the door, the girl might have not seen it, you know? Yeah, and then by the time she seen it, she was probably like,
it's too late.
Like, you know?
Nigga, knife, that's a scary situation, man.
I don't want to be cut.
Shit, I done been cut open before, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is not, you do not want to be cut, sliced, trust me. Like, nigga, I seen inside my shit, inside myself. I was like, oh, shit. Like, fuck. I saw, like, my muscles and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is, man. Woo. That night, that shit changed me for sure. I was like, nigga, I definitely don't want to get cut open ever again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was behind some bullshit, too. For real. Shit like that. Yeah, but, yeah, man. That shit's dangerous, bro. Jason, what it do, man? He said, what up, man? Keep up the good job. Ain't much love to you, though, bro. Appreciate you, man, for sure. But, yeah, man, I would hope that, I would hope I'll never end up in a situation like that. Like, how that guy had to kick that little girl. It's a gang of kids at the door trying to jump your baby. You know, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Man, I'm about to protect mine.
Period.
So, if it's the one, you know, we from the streets, so you know what I'm saying? If they want to do the one on one, okay, we could do that. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. But it ain't going to be none of that bullshit, though. All right.
Ain't gonna be free, y'all. My child, and I'm just sitting here watching.
They just shouldn't have called the cops.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, because shit, my kids, nigga, your kids come over here fucking with my kids, they liable to get pull the dog out, nigga. Mm-hmm. They've actually done that shit on some kids, you know what I'm saying? Because they over here fucking around, like, nigga, that's what I told them to do. Mm-hmm. Parents want to come talk about it, we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. I told my daughter, you feel threatened, nigga, and I ain't around. Do what you gotta do. That's what Lola's for, nigga. Mm-hmm. That's what the dog is for. Mm-hmm. Get that, nigga. You know what I'm saying? For real. Whatever they got, knife, anything. She said they should have or could have tased her, period, right? Mm-hmm. Why was the guy kicking that girl? I didn't understand that. Hold on. She got some more.
But who was he kicking? Like,
it seemed like one of the kids.
It looks like he was kicking the girl that was gonna get stabbed. Because then she was on the ground. Yeah. And he kicked her in the head, it looked like.
Ooh. He booted her, for sure. Mm-hmm. She said that wasn't the girl he shot, so that confused me. Yeah, I think, from what I remember when I, you know, from what I thought when I saw it, I think the girl he kicked was one of the girls trying to jump the girl who died.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least he tried to help.
Yeah, he got your son on. It's like, what the fuck y'all ganging up on her?
Don't know why he kicked her while she was already down. Because she was already down.
Oh, she down. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember that part really like that. It was a smooth move, nigga. That nigga, he got that shit in there. Slick, like, bah! Like, damn, nigga. That's a kid, my nigga. Crazy. Yeah.
Because then she was gonna stab the girl that he kicked. But then she was gonna stab the other girl, right? That was on the car in the all pink.
Shit.
With the dog. And then she like tried to run. And she then that's died. When she got shot.
See, there must be a longer video because the shit I saw, it was just like real quick. The girl was like trying to, you know, stab. Mm-hmm. She gets shot. Or no, I think the guy kicks before the girl gets shot. Or something like that. It wasn't a long video, so maybe there's another.
Yeah, I saw a video like of the police, like they slowed it down.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so then you see everything. So she was originally gonna stab the girl that the guy kicked. Then she ran to the other girl that was by the car with all pink and had a dog. She was carrying the dog.
God damn.
And then that's because then they see the knife. And then that's when he killed her. Well, shot her.
Yeah, because he's like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, man, I guess that's why, you know, it's important for us to make sure we have our kids in line.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're, like, productive citizens, nigga. Mm-hmm. Not out here causing ruckus, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's the girls on either side, though. Because, we don't know, she could be a shit starter or something, you know?
True.
We don't really know them, so... It's hard to really say, but...
Then it's like, you're going to fight somebody. I'm sorry. I'm not showing up on your turf.
Yeah, nope. We going to meet
in a neutral... You know, like, I'm not coming to your house.
At all. I don't know what's up there.
Right.
That's my girl got kicked. You don't know who that man was. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she said, so he was the foster dad. Yeah, that's what I think. That's what they said. She was the foster dad.
Foster mom.
That shit crazy, man. Like, damn, nigga, make sure y'all have y'all kids in line because I teach my kids to protect themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hold up. So he was there?
Yeah, I believe that nigga that kicked the kid.
They was just watching.
They was just watching.
They were sitting.
He's kind of like leaning on the car. So
yeah, like they're like, I would have told those kids, like, get the hell to your house. Yeah. Like, you know, like, right. Why?
Just kind of letting it happen a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, but it's like, if it's a one-on-one, you didn't see her walk at the house at the night?
Yeah, see.
He was probably, told her too. He was probably like in the yard or something. I don't know.
And but see, that whole situation, though, is the kind of situation that, especially a man, you're supposed to take control of as an adult. Like, hold on, what the fuck is going on? Calm your fucking ass, because ain't what the fuck they going to do?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they're at your house.
Fuck you little niggas going to do?
And their kids.
And if you do want to cross the line and you get what you get, don't throw a
But
fit.
I warned you first.
Nigga, because some of these little niggas is unruly.
They will. They're trying to step up.
She said, right, I ain't going to anyone's house. You feel me, though? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to your house, nigga. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You could do anything to me.
Especially like that.
That's why she came out with a knife. At her house.
She's going to be straight physical. Mm-hmm. So, I guess we got a conclusion, man. He should have used a taser. Mm-hmm. So, we feel like he should get arrested or he should get punished. Should he be punished?
It's like up and down. I don't know.
Because if he didn't act, would the other girl be dead? Would he still be somebody dead anyway?
Right. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
That nigga fucking
depending on where she stabbed her, though.
Too fast, too.
Mm-hmm. It looked like
she was gonna
She might have got her somewhere good. Mm-hmm. You know, that girl might have died a slow, horrible death.
But slow, horrible death.
For real, because it's stabbing, man. Oh my god.
Like you're bleeding out. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be cut, man.
Right.
I don't need that going in my skin.
Major organ.
You know what I'm saying? But,
so. I just feel like you should get in trouble for shooting her so many times.
Yeah. Overkill.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shooting her so many times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he shot her like 4 times. That shit was a lot.
Yeah, like, come bah, on. Bah, bah, she bah. Already went down, like, after one shot.
He shot her. Yeah.
That's why I can't watch it. Like,
Yeah, that's that kind of stuff, man. It is hard to watch, nigga, especially when it's a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, bro, you really did that.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just gotta take a break from these videos, because, that stuff gets in your soul, your spirit. You'd be like,
right. It used to be worse on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. All the time, man. I remember one time when I first got on Facebook, I seen a lady's head get cut off.
Oh, I was just thinking about that, shit. Too.
Luckily, I didn't
see it. Was it like in Mexico or something? Cause she had two. Yeah, that's the first thing that came to my mind when we started talking about that. I was like,
Oh my fucking god.
Yeah, that was rough. With a machete too.
Yeah. Luckily, I didn't see that. Yeah. I probably would have started crying. Like, oh my god.
That was rough.
No, cause do you guys remember that video of the guy that shot that old man? For no reason. That fucked me up. I was like, I'm never watching these kind of videos ever again.
Yeah, that was pretty sad.
He just like pulled up to the old guy. The old guy's all like, he points the gun and he's like, and then just shoots him in the head and leaves. Like, what?
Gotta be careful.
Fucking killing videos, man. Yeah, keep that shit out of our spirit. That shit. Nah, but, well, shit, man. Hopefully, you know. Damn, I don't know. It's too, because the cop, man, I mean, shit. That's a fucked up one. He's going to have to be punished, though. I feel like he should be punished. He didn't have to kill her. You don't have to kill her. Even if you did use your gun, you could have shot her one time.
Shot her in the leg or
You need some kind of punishment.
Just to stop her, you know. But 4 times in the chest.
Yeah, so if that was my baby, I'd be pissed, man. She said everybody lost in that situation. All their actions got her killed. The cop, the girls, and unfortunately herself. End of story.
I'm like, that's the perfect way to end it, because that's basically what happened.
Because they feel me. Like, damn, that's why I be so hard on my kids, though. You know what I'm saying? That's why my son got his ass whooped. This is the first time I ever whooped him with a belt.
Don't remind me.
You don't think you gotta listen? This nigga been sneaking out the house. Like, nigga, you in eighth
grade.
Great, nigga.
To a girl's house.
Yeah. this nigga running around the city doing his thing. I'm like, ah, nigga. And look, and I ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, you obviously don't understand what you're doing. You put yourself in danger, boy. Mm-hmm. And her daddy lit her. Right. What if that nigga wore your ass out or fucking killed your ass, nigga? Shit, I can't justly retaliate on that nigga.
The front door? Hmm? He went out the front door?
Nah, this nigga's sliding out the sliding door. Yeah. See, but see, the nigga got caught because it snowed, nigga.
He he got caught.
Too hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was like, hold up, because you know, I had a dream that the same night, like someone was at our back door, and so something just made me come down here and look like,
was there someone?
And then I see footprints, like, oh hell no, like, oh, you know,
somebody's been fucking around.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell? But I'm not thinking it's like, you know, Jay Sean. Yeah. I'm just thinking like, oh heck no, that's crazy.
It's my 13-year-old son.
So then I go look at the footsteps, like, hold up. These look like the bands that Jay Sean has. and they walked right over there, like the way he be going to the park. So I'm all like, let me go in his room. I looked at the bottom of the shoe, like,
Yep.
So got he snuck caught out the house? He tried to lie.
Got caught.
And then he finally told the truth. So now he's on serious, serious punishment.
Yeah, he done already lost his phone and shit. I'm like, damn.
No TV.
Yeah, TV no out computer. The room. So, you know, I do shit like that, you know what I'm saying, to prevent videos like that.
Yeah, because what if, like, we was telling him, like, what if the cops would have pulled you over or anything could have happened? Yeah. Like, we wouldn't even know. We would have been asleep and wake up like, oh, Jay Sean's ready for this time for school, and then he's not even there. Like, hold on, what the hell is,
you know? This nigga sneaking back in the house at like 4 in the morning.
Five. He's gonna write his girl, like, talk about, I'm back home. Like, nigga, oh, hell nah. Like,
I was like, oh, this nigga's slick.
Oh, back home.
I'm on your ass now.
You in home now.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
he got house arrest.
See, he didn't even get, right, he didn't even get a whooping for that. You know what I'm saying? I just talked to him for that shit. But then, you know, I told that nigga, like, you and the little girl, now you done. I'm too young to be a grandpa. You know what I'm saying? I'm way too young, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga, we gonna cut this shit short. So I told him, you can't talk to her. If you get caught talking to her, you gonna have problems. He got caught talking to her. He had problems. You know what I'm saying? For real. But, you know, I didn't just do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The same day, nigga, I took him with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to go work out and shit with my boy. So I went over there. And that nigga, true player, nigga, he got everything a true player want. You know what I'm saying? So I took him over. Like, this is who I want you to be like. I want you to live your life like this, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You out here fucking getting pussy and, you know, busting nuts and shit, nigga. You gonna fuck around and have a baby. And you ain't gonna have none of that shit that nigga got.
It's gonna be hard to get it.
I'm lucky that we had it, you know, did it how we did it. You know what I'm saying? For real, we like, cause we already had that nigga right out of high school. She graduated with that nigga in her stomach. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, nigga, I know what's gonna happen to you, bro. If you do this, it's gonna be tough. You know what I'm saying? I don't want her to see him go through that shit.
No.
So yeah, I had to put it on him, man. And then, cause you know, I don't want to punch my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to open that door. Yeah. We not fighting. You know what I'm saying? You being punished. You know what I mean? And it's partly is my fault, him doing that, thinking he can do that. Because, you know, I treat that nigga like, you know, he's my only son. I let him, you know, I give him a little more than he probably should have. You know what I'm saying? As far as leeway and shit. You know what I mean? So I had to put that nigga back in the kid's place. Like, it's like, slay your ass down, nigga. Pull my pants down. Boy! Wow! That nigga was like, I can't believe this shit. His voice is all deep. He's like,
this needed sometimes.
Why'd you?
I was like, I had to sound like a woman, a man. That shit was funny, nigga. After. But, you know, I rolled with my nigga. We went over there. We worked out. You know what I'm saying? We hollered at him and shit. I had my nigga holler at him. I tell this nigga what he gonna do if he get out here sliding in and out these ladies too soon, nigga. You do the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying? Trayvon. Shout out to my nigga Trayvon. He's like, nigga, I have none of this shit. Nigga, two motorcycles. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you better pay attention, man. You gonna miss out.
I'm scared.
Yeah. So, yeah, how does your son?
He's 13.
You ain't kind of out there in the mix?
A good kid, but I ain't gonna put nothing past them.
Yeah, that's exactly what we was thinking too. Like, really
once them ladies get a hold of you, man, your mind gets opened up to a whole nother thing, and it's very distracting. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
well, speaking of that, then that goes into our next topic.
Play a podcast. Ooh. Let's go ahead and shout out the sponsor real quick. Not the more, KNOTTED. AMORE. Check it out on Instagram. Check it out on Facebook. Check it out on Etsy. You know what I'm saying? You got a baby birthday coming up. Take you something with you. A baby shower on the way. Hey, play it podcast, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So look, this is what we was gonna talk about today: trauma. Traumatic
sexual
experiences.
And,
oh yeah, that's right.
Sexual
my bad.
Health.
Sexual health. My bad. I jumped to rush. My bad, y'all. I have a shit in my mind, nigga. I'll be going with it, nigga. But yeah, sexual health. Sorry. For the ladies, my bad. The ladies, we gotta do the ladies fucking segment. You know what I'm saying? So
it's important. When you meet somebody and y'all finna get frisky or whatever, do you ask those questions? For me, I'm asking questions like, are you clean? Last time you've been checked, are you gonna trust?
What you mean? Are you clean?
They say like, nah, I need to see the records.
Yeah, I would ask that too.
Like, we going together.
Yeah,
and then you know.
Ooh, but what if it's a what if you like this nigga?
And then y'all met.
Well,
and it's like a one time, like one night stand.
Yeah.
What you gonna go to the doctor? That's too risky.
Too normal night stands?
No one.
Because I've been wondering, like, do people still use condoms anymore?
It don't seem like it.
What you mean, do people still use condoms? They better be using condoms out there, goddamn.
No, because.
Y'all trying to die.
Pack, people always talk about raw dogging. There's girls that pop up pregnant all the time. Mm-hmm. Claim they not here sleeping with nobody, though. So it's like, somebody's lying.
Right.
Somebody's lying.
They got a girlfriend.
Yeah, I hear that all the time.
I'm gay, but
then you got damn six kids or some shit.
You got a girlfriend, my man.
You out here catching stuff. You don't know. Listen.
So
you out here don't know they got stuff.
Okay.
So
how long is it before you start even talking about that thing? Let's say you find somebody, you taking it slow. And you're like, yeah, you know, I like this nigga, man. So you don't want to get into that too soon as the lady.
But why would that be a problem, though?
I think
because we're grown, we should be able to talk about it.
He might be like, oh, okay, she's trying to go to get make sure I'm clean, and she's trying to get this dick. Hell yeah, this dick clean. I'm sure this dick clean, too. Yeah, right. Come on with it.
But they all say that. It's like, where's the proof? Where's the proof?
Okay, so what, y'all going to go together, or what y'all going to do?
We can go together.
Because what if he doctors up some records? What if he doctors up some paperwork?
No, we need to go together.
Nah, we can go together.
Because people do that. Like, you know, they can change.
These niggas out here making fake insurance cards, nigga.
Pay stubs, all that. W-2s.
Damn.
Yeah. Tax returns. You don't know what they can make up. But still, yeah, we don't have to go
together. Damn, so is it?
And that's the thing. Everybody needs to go get checks. It don't matter if you think you got some or not. Just go.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know.
Yeah. Is it really like that, though? Is it that bad? Brittany, you from what I hear in the game, you know.
From what I hear, it's bad.
So what makes you say that? Is it because of what you're seeing? You know what I'm saying?
Just,
or what?
Bad. People be uncomfortable talking about it. Like,
and people, there's a lot of sex going on, okay? Yeah. In the world, like, everything, like, let's just be honest.
Y'all.
It's everywhere.
Everybody
like,
doing something.
Shoot, like OnlyFans, like, you know,
yeah.
Like what I'm saying, like, for real, like, sex is everywhere, like, so I feel like people think it's okay. I'm not saying it's not okay, but they just think it's okay to fuck everybody, you know. So I think everybody should just get checked,
yeah,
and take care of yourself, because
if
you don't get checked, then you could become not be able to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Sterile.
Linger too long.
Yeah,
sterile. Oh shit.
Yeah. Even if something as simple as what? A UTI.
Yeah.
Go get that fixed. Like.
Okay.
Right.
You know, just
a UTI, what's that? How do you get a UTI?
You know, just
Taylor,
sexual
what
health.
It do, mate?
Yeah.
Oh shit, yeah, Taylor's ass there. Get ready for some random shit. Adam,
I mean, you get a lot of ways.
What's up, Adam? How you doing, bro?
Water.
It's my brother. It's my white brother.
Washing properly. It's just a lot of stuff. Like, you just
don't be out here douching either.
Right.
Just drink some water and eat better. Okay?
Right. You are what you eat. Mm-hmm. That is true.
So you think it's important for the ladies? Does it come out in the coochie?
Yes. Like what you're talking about.
You got
that
McDonald's coochie?
Yes. Like drinking too much soda. Eating too much soda pop pussy. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like it really does come out your body. Like just think, this is a hole. That is, you know, there's a hole. Like, yeah. So the smell, whatever's in there, mm-hmm. is going to come out.
You know, drinking that water, you mm-hmm. drinking all that pop. You're gonna be yellow.
Contrast.
Really neat. Yeah, yeah.
Drinking all that pie. Yeah.
Fried foods.
Mm-hmm. Shit. I guess so, huh? If you think about it, because even when you sweat and shit, that shit be coming out.
And just think, like, meat, period. Like, that's. It's dead. Mm-hmm. You have something dead in you. Right. And then it's just like.
That's interesting.
Digestible. That's interesting. Also, don't eat beef.
Yeah, like, if you don't.
48 hours for that stuff. Nasty.
So it's just sitting there and just think that's coming out of you. Like, you know, females could act like, oh, my coochie smells so great. Like,
oh, I eat pineapples. Stop saying that too.
Unless that's all you're eating.
Right.
Is pineapples.
They say, oh, I eat a lot of pineapples. I'm going to taste good, blah, blah. No.
Is that right?
No. Drink water.
I don't know. I don't eat coochie.
Clean
like
properly.
That.
You know.
I only ate one coochie in my life. It was Tysha's.
Oh my god. He just always he be telling y'all too much. Like, god.
What? Damn. This is my life. Shit, I can tell my story. Shit.
Okay, but this is my life too.
This is the same thing like me. You know how like some girls don't like swallowing and stuff because the semen tastes like salt. Mm-hmm. What you eat. Like,
salt. Hey, somebody said it tastes like rubber bands. Who was that, Tysha? Somebody said that shit to us. I forgot who it was. That tastes like rubber bands.
That's nasty.
Like, that's interesting.
Some people be clear. Some people be cloudy. See that type of stuff right there, and people think that that's normal. Well, like sometimes it is.
The same man's can be both.
That's true.
Because you know, in the beginning, when the dick gets right, you know what I'm saying, little, right. You know that shit be coming out. You know what I'm saying, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why, poof, man. I just had to go to his tie, cause nigga, I definitely got my dad's shit going on.
Oh my god! Okay, enough.
For real, this is potent. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, but can you get pregnant from the clear shit, or does it have to be the white shit?
They say you can.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
But is the clear shit? Cause see, before the nut actually comes out, it gets mixed. You know what I'm saying? So is the clear shit?
There's a lot
just,
of semen in there. Yeah. There's a lot of sperm that comes out, right?
Yeah.
With it,
well,
like,
well, but that's during why the ejaculation. That
you could
but
get
I'm
pregnant
talking
from the pre-cum.
Yeah.
But absolutely it can't because the mixture only happens, I believe, during the fucking orgasm or the ejaculation. Or does it happen? I don't know. Where's the Where's the medical
that
niggas?
You could still get pregnant from the pre-cum. Mm.
Can you get pregnant from the pre-cum, Dave Dukes? What
yeah,
up, Kat?
Still have, like,
can you get pregnant from the, can bitches get pregnant from pre-cum, nigga?
That's good.
Yeah, Jay Sean had it. But he said that they didn't teach him about condoms and stuff. Mm. They just said if she gets pregnant,
use a plan B.
Yeah, use a plan B. Like, what?
What if she's
I was
sick
like, they
though.
Didn't give you.
You see?
That's why I told him, like, nah.
That coochie mm-hmm. got a cough. Yeah.
Condoms, it is.
Because again, it's like, well, if she can catch something you can't get rid of.
Nigga.
Yes.
Do you feel me? Mm-hmm. That's why I be right here.
And you gotta be with that person.
In the house, my nigga. Right, I don't need no hoes. I'm straight. Bitches, you can't keep track of all these hoes, my nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You don't know who they sleeping with.
Thank
so,
you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
So it's important to have them talks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. It's important to have a talk. So how long after y'all, you know, officiate your shit?
I mean, you can tell, like, the signs that y'all is probably going to happen.
Did you having sex with somebody before you be like, or do you got to test the car before you buy the shit?
No? I mean, you gotta, like, I would want to know. Because, especially nowadays, like, look, I don't have time.
Because, so what's
that mean? I kiss up, listen.
Oh, okay. So you want to know sexually before.
Yeah. Be the way it goes. People, like, if you're not with that person, you still should be wrapping it up.
It seems like a lot of people... I be seeing this shit from a lot of ladies. Like, they want to know. Like, nigga, I didn't see that dick before I do anything.
Probably because, of course, yes, it feels better without a condom. That's why they're like, let me see if you clean first. But still, like, you just never know.
Yeah, it's always better without the condom.
But still, they can have something simple as what the girl can have DV.
Mm-hmm.
Transferring it back and forth. Like,
yeah.
DV, what's that?
Bacterial vaginosis.
Oh, you said BV. Mm. Bacterial vaginosis. What the fuck?
I mean, it's that's treatable, scary sounding but shit. It's like...
It says some scary.
Vaginosis.
Fuck. You can pass it back and forth. Oh. Like...
Oh, shit. Between a man and a woman?
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A man can get vaginosis?
Mm. Well...
Oh
yeah,
shit.
It ain't gonna be
right. That
right called that, but you can back and forth.
What's it called for a man?
I don't know.
Herpes.
An infection.
He said herpes.
They can get a UTI. Just anything. You know what I'm saying? But you're passing it back and forth.
Okay. Okay.
That's why they ask you when you go, have you been sleeping with anybody? Like right. Unprotected. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Damn, nigga. Honestly, as a man, I'm gonna just speak for the men. You know what I'm saying? If I was out here single and shit, nigga, you probably gonna end up smashing bitches before you fucking. You know what I'm saying? But as far as like, if you know, now as a man who's like, you know, trying to do his shit and really serious, you know, you focused on your money and shit, you just kind of want a girl to complete your shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can see a nigga being like, hey, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with you though. Hey, let's go down here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's go down here and see what's up. You know, if she's cooperating.
We'll but you that. See, that's the problem. You just said if he was out here single, then you'll just be smashing all the ladies.
Niggas probably. I'm just talking from a man's perspective.
Checked, but that's why we're saying that it needs to change.
Well, but no, if you're not gonna have those conversations, just wrap it up. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just that simple.
Yeah, man, that's probably the safest thing to do.
Yeah.
Step one: always have fucking rubbers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But still, it's just like simple. Just go get checked. Like I said, you can get a UTI and you ain't sleeping with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Just go get checked. Your balance could be thrown off. You can have a yeast infection that you can pass back and forth. A man can have a yeast infection. You know what I'm saying? Just simple stuff. I know it sounds horrible.
That's so nasty. We've seen some fucked up pictures of some disgusting panties.
Yeah. Now.
She said yeast infection. I was
he
like,
said some disgusting
oh my god, girls be walking around like that.
Brown stuff.
If I saw brown stuff coming out, I would definitely be at the doctor immediately. Fast. Probably at the emergency room. Like, hold on, something's not right.
My coochie boo boo.
Right.
Boo boo coming out.
Bad. That's not right. Something ain't right. And the crazy part is, these girls still be out here sleeping with people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that's so crazy. I wonder if it's is it not like painful or what?
Yeah, I don't know. I never had it.
And having sex at the same time.
I don't know.
Is it what?
Painful. Is it not painful?
I mean, I've had one when I was pregnant because you're like everything doubles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? But no.
Oh,
it's
you're
not
talking
painful.
About the UTI. Or no, what are you talking about? Yeast infection?
Yeah. Okay. All your stuff like double your hormones going crazy.
Infection.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. No, it's not painful, but it's like you have a little discharge. That's not normal. You know what I mean? If it's no. But of course, I was pregnant. But if I'm not when I wasn't pregnant, no, I did not have one. I don't pay that. So no.
Shit. But well, not even just yeast infection, though. Like when you have a fucking STD.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know.
STD.
You don't think it would be uncomfortable?
STIs. I feel like it would, but I don't know because I never had one.
Yeah.
But I'm saying.
Me neither, thank God. God's been good to me. Seriously.
But even with like a UTI, like if you ain't drinking enough water, you can get one of those.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. It's not saying you're nasty. You just.
It just happens.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It happens.
Okay. Damn, I guess. I mean, I agree. I totally agree, though. We should. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said what I said, though, because I want the men who doing that, especially if it's some freshly single niggas, like, man, look, everything's in danger out here, boy. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, player. Slow down, though. You know what I'm saying? Don't get yourself caught up, nigga. Like she said, like Brittany said, don't get, nigga, something you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
Cause you out here thirsty.
Right. Cause it could be like a super fine girl. You smash her and she has AIDS. Like you never know. No, like for real, you just don't know.
Oh man.
And there was people out here giving people stuff on purpose.
Oh, remember right. that?
Right. Yeah. Oh, they salty because they got it now. Yeah.
I'll be like, you gotta be. We'll kill you, bitch.
I ain't gonna lie. That's why I was kind of glad to see that side. You bounce. Like, all right, who's out here? Who's right. out here? Okay.
Right.
You buns, man. Man. That was
rough.
That was not very nice, guys. Why'd you do that? You buns was very mean. But see, shit like that is why I like to be exactly who I am, a low-key nigga. You know what I'm saying? Out the way, nigga. You don't need to be in my business. Because a motherfucker will get some of your business and then spin it into some other shit. Because, you know, there was a couple you buns fucking things that wasn't even true from what I heard. You know?
Right.
So, you know? But... like, on the nigga side, I don't know. I think all those niggas was probably just like, I'm just playing. And I was like, hey, man, that nigga do be out here, though, bro. You know, sometimes it's just a common view. Everybody fucking knows it already.
Yeah.
It's just people's, you know, once you make a post, man, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so. Yeah, man, we got to be careful, man.
Keep your business to yourself.
Just keep my fucking...
keep who you're sleeping with to yourself.
Yeah.
Because.
Get up in your shit, nigga. Damn, so, what's the rate, Tyshia? Let's get some facts up in here.
The rate? I don't know.
Fucking the STD rate.
Why you think
since
I
y'all here for the ladies, y'all here for the ladies, so the black women, let them know, what's the rate of black men that got STDs?
How would I know that on the top of my head? Let me see.
It's not the top of my head. You know everything else, shit.
Like, I don't know, I am. Think about everybody else's.
I'm gonna look it up.
But see, there's STDs and STIs.
Mm-hmm.
You like a bubble nappy.
Black men that have.
Get checked. Get checked.
Damn, yeah, get checked, man. You know what I'm saying? Just for your own sake. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For real. Like, now, if you married or whatever, you shouldn't have to get checked, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I really feel that way. If you married, why the fuck you got your check, nigga? We married. What the fuck you getting checked for, nigga?
Unfortunately,
there's a lot of people that be out here smashing, though, while they're married.
Yeah.
If I marry you, it's because I trust you, and if I trust you, I'm not going to expect you to do that shit.
Yes, but I'm saying
so I'm not gonna there's be tested.
Some people. That there's some people out here that's still smashing other people.
So you should still get tested even when you're married? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I wouldn't with you. I don't feel like you would. But, I mean, I can't be too sure.
Brittany?
I trust you.
I'm going to get regardless.
We ain't got no faith.
Never not. I mean.
Damn.
Yeah, but.
I mean, nobody do it right.
You just never know. Like I said, like, there's some women out here who will love you to death and you think you so in love and they got a side dude on the side. So you just...
That's happened. Well, I was the side dude. I found out late. I was the side nigga.
So, women are liars. Hey, we're just better at it. Mm-hmm. Everybody lies. So... Mm-hmm.
It's true. Nah, that's true. I'll
take your
look.
Poison.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't even think I should tell that story, actually. I'm telling that story. But yeah, I was offended. Like, bitch, I am main nigga material. The hell wrong with you? Got me inside, nigga. And didn't know. But when I found out, you know, you cut that shit out. You cut him off. You know, somebody like that, you can't be with somebody like that. Cause you came in the game that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
I mean, you just never know.
I think people also know.
You can't put nothing past nobody. Unfortunately, sorry.
You see, Derek Jackson, perfect example.
Perfect.
He's married.
Derek Jackson
smashing all the ladies.
Derek Jackson and these niggas.
Who knows if it was protected, unprotected? But see, you was so in love with your wife. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm just saying, like,
I think the girl said it was unprotected, but I can't remember for sure. But in their bed though too. Like,
see, he was fucking in the bed.
Yes, in their
that
bed.
Nigga is hot.
At that point, you gotta die.
No, yeah, I was gonna say
in the bed, my nigga.
In our bed,
nigga.
Well, my bed now because you on the couch. Great. But yeah,
damn, you couldn't even take it to the bathroom. Shit,
right?
Like something you wanna just
in the bed. Lay in our bed. And I just can't. You let me get back in the bed, like make it make sense.
Yeah, but see, just, he was just that nigga. But he's an example of why you still gotta get checked.
Imagine your woman doing that. It's not on your side of the bed that's not yours, right? Nigga.
And you're laying in it, sleeping in it,
everybody
rolling in
must
it,
die.
Slobbing in it.
Oh!
And too, like her, like what if the girl like is a squirter or some shit? Like, you don't know, like. Nigga, I'll
bitch
be
pissed on everything.
The perfume on the bed, like,
nigga, that nigga's
like,
hot.
And you don't know if she's clean or not. Like, her juices is all on the side. I gotta lay on. Nah, see, you gotta die.
Right, cause see, and these hoes, they be wearing weave and all kind of shit. Crazy, you know what I'm saying? Big old earrings and all kind of little extra accessories and shit. She gonna leave some shit, and your girl gonna be like, purpose, "What the hell is this?" You know, gonna be like,
right.
I bought that for you, baby. Well,
where's
the
girls be doing that too.
She's just gotta leave one
to leave a mark.
Oh, that's a girl that'll end up getting choked or something like that.
You never know what you. It could be something as simple as a hair tie.
If you do shit like that, you bobby asking pin. For something bad to happen to you. Yeah, a bobby pin.
Yeah, for like something that a guy isn't gonna use, but you know, like that's not mine. Like, hold up. That ain't mine.
Cause we don't know. If I leave
something
my house,
as small as a bobby pin,
I'ma know. Yes.
What if I had a bobby pin?
Why would you have a bobby pin? What is you gonna be?
Shit, you could use a bobby pin.
Why would
Derek
Jackson have a bobby pin?
What if I had a bobby pin?
To clean my fingernails?
No.
No.
No?
No.
What, I pull off a little black tip all the time and be just.
No.
But you wouldn't have a bobby pin if it wasn't for me, though.
True.
And we get out know my business.
We keep all our yes, and we know what color they be.
Right.
If they're the cheap or the good ones.
Mm-hmm. If we wore one recently or not.
See, you see, you see,
yeah,
this shit.
See? See?
This is why I don't have time. Because I'm definitely going to leave something. Okay? I don't have time for this shit. That's why I be telling you niggas, if you're going to fuck all the bitches, let all the bitches know. Okay? You're going to be here with this one, let all the bitches know, nigga. And be here with this one, nigga. Because I'm telling you, you try to do both and you. And that everybody don't know? You hear this shit? Bobby pins, nigga. A bobby pin can get you fucked in the game.
Listen. A bobby pin.
Like, bitch, what was you even doing with a bobby pin at my house? Shit.
She had to secure the wig.
Mm-hmm. The fucking wigs. See, that's why you don't fuck with bitches with wigs, nigga. Weaves and shit.
Yes, sir.
So what's going on over there in the tag? What's that shit tagged?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see these ugly ass niggas.
Shut up.
Let me see these niggas. Let me see. What it do, tagged? Welcome to the Player Podcast. Yeah. What's going down?
Don't exit out of it.
Extreme D. What it do, man? T. What's that say? T. The Britney phone ghetto nigga.
That was nice.
What up? Louis, what it do? Yeah, my bad, y'all. I'm just circulating to people. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to fuck around, man. See what it do. You know what I'm saying? What's up with y'all niggas, man? Fuck around, though. I'm going to try to Britney be bullshit, nigga. Y'all, get y'all's ass in Britney's inbox. Tell her stop playing.
Listen.
She be over here playing, man.
I don't be in this inbox.
She got to be cute with it. You know, Britney got to stay cute and shit.
I am.
Cute, nigga.
And
I actually, I think that was good, though. You know what I'm saying? I think that was good because it's important to fucking pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it be people that be getting sick and don't even know.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Go get
what
tested.
Did they say? Like, one out of three people got herpes or something?
What the fuck?
That's nasty.
Something like that.
I might not ever get back in there.
That's
game.
Sad.
Something. It was a crazy number. Something crazy like that.
Tyshia left me. I'll be scared as fuck. Like, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Fucking shit. God damn, the odds are too great against me.
Because, you know, a lot of people don't know. Like, and herpes isn't just like.
Pop up the next day.
Yeah, like.
Shit don't go away.
It's just lays dormant in your system. So it could never even show for years. And then all of a sudden you get a bump like, what the? And then you think it's someone you just messed with. But what if it wasn't them? Then you just gave it to them.
People who got cold sores, they got type 1 herpes. He said a bump bump.
Who's that nigga?
Extreme D.
Oh, that nigga funny.
Facts.
A bump bump.
For real, like, people who get cold sores, that's type 1 herpes. Like,
there's like different levels because you could get herpes from eating off of people. That's why I don't do that. Eating, using other people's silverware and stuff, drinking from people. See, I don't know.
You know what somebody said that fucked me up? It was like, think about how many people come to these restaurants and use these forks. That shit fucked me up.
Tea, water. Leave that shit in there. Cause no.
Listen. For real?
Yes. Oh,
that's
every
a good
restaurant.
One. That's a good one.
They just throw it in the dishwasher. I don't trust dishwashers already. So it's like,
think about all the mouths that have been on these forks. I was like, dude, why'd you do that right now?
Right. The last time we went to the restaurant, I swear I was just looking at the fork like, damn, I don't even want to use this shit. Because, like, I really have a problem, like, with that.
True.
It's nasty.
Usually I don't have to use forks because I always get, like,
chicken strips.
Chicken strips
and
kids.
French fries.
Yeah,
it's nasty.
It is.
That's
nasty.
Funny as hell. Damn.
And that's why people be like, you be in school. Ooh, can I use some of your chapstick?
Nah. No. James be like, you rude. Like, I don't give a damn. I don't know where your mouth is.
My lips? No.
I'll let them put that finger on me.
Their finger? That's even worse. Like, what if they just got done scratching their butt?
He said, eat like Africans with your fingers. Sure will.
Oh, we're holding up.
Foo-foo.
I would hope not, okay? Scratch your ass and ask me for some shit.
You would hope not, but people are nasty.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Nasty.
Yeah.
And people didn't start washing their hands till last year. Like, what the hell?
Know, oh, wash your hands for 20 seconds? I'm like, we've been doing this, so what have y'all been doing?
I've been cleaning carts, like, because I've been washing my hands, like, because people are nasty. Like,
hey, especially in the workplace.
I was just about to say that shit. Especially working in office jobs, man.
They be sneezing
and
touch the little, what's it called? The keyboard.
You be in the bathroom. They be in the bathroom. They'll just come out.
They'll take a poop and not even.
So you just act like I didn't see you walk out this bathroom without washing your hands. makes sense.
Hey, real shit though. My boys don't give a damn. I used to be at work like, I saw the whole shit. This nigga don't give a fuck.
They really don't. Like, well, I used to have the kids washing their hands. Like, the ladies, they just walk out. They're just looking at
nigga,
me like,
I'm looking like,
right.
I guess your mom didn't do this with you when you was little, but.
Especially at work and in public, nigga. Mm-hmm. You grab me a fucking paper towel, open that door with that shit.
Yep, me too.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was just a routine. Because I was tired of getting sick. Like, this is what it is. These motherfuckers are nasty. They don't be taking care of themselves like that.
But be quick to try to do a potluck.
No.
Oh my god, bro.
Oh my god, this girl.
I'm going home.
This lady, she gave us all a piece of cake. I was like, you think I'm really about to eat this? I was like, thank you.
That part.
Put it right back in. Put it in the trash.
And it's always the people who got cats that
come
on their
counters.
Like,
you can see all the hair on her clothes. I was like, nope. Nope.
Mm-mm. I hate it.
That means you got,
that's the really shit though.
You got dogs up in your bed. I already know, or a cat on your stove right now. Like, nope.
And they just don't care. Like, so you just don't see this cat. Got it.
That shit's horrible, bro.
Got it.
Yeah. That's why I wouldn't even really participate. Pilots. When they would do that, I'll probably, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you
I'll
know,
buy
some
something
people,
store bought.
Yeah.
Or like eat something.
I'm just not coming. That's what that is. Like, I'm just not coming.
To the company potluck.
I feel you, though. For real. Because you never know, man, what kind of habits these people got, man.
Just nasty. Like,
what if they're cooking and then they sneeze in the food? Like, I just be thinking about all types of stuff that could possibly
be. Nah. Thank you.
It's just rough out here, you know what I'm saying? We gotta be careful. Wash our hands at every stop.
They just don't care. They just put the chips. can you pour the chips onto the plate? Like, right. That, listen, I don't do potluck.
That's what's funny, the handshake thing. That shit slowed down a lot. Niggas now, they be like, what that, bruh?
Right, or pissed off. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know you like that.
I never like to shake hands either.
Right.
People are nasty, okay? Like, I really have a problem.
Facts.
For real.
The ladies are so goddamn picky.
They just don't realize how much stuff they touch. Your phone is dirty. Keys are dirty. For real, your phone is dirty. You don't wash your hands every time you use it.
No, you don't. Nah. And I be trying to clean off my phone with wipes, because
I keep the OtterBox on my phone, so it'd be like, you know what I'm saying? That rubber and shit gets dirty. You gotta clean that shit. Damn.
Thank you.
Damn, nigga. Hopefully y'all niggas is out there watching your backs, washing your asses, fucking checking your, checking your stats, nigga.
Make sure you ain't sick.
You feel me?
Shoot, just get a random test. Then you'll see if your spouse is cheating on you.
Right.
For real.
As long as you know you clean. Mm-hmm. Now see, what if your spouse ends up with something and you ain't got it? Then what? It's gonna happen.
As far as hold on, you saying like,
tested.
Oh shit! I'll be like, what the hell you been doing out here? It has been 7 hours since we last did it. So who the hell had that pussy in the last 6 hours, bitch? Think I'll be pissed. For real. But if y'all don't fuck around like that, you know, or it's been a while, and then y'all pop.
Yeah. Cause can't they tell?
You don't have to get it.
What if both y'all got something? Can't they tell who it came from?
Probably.
Because one person might be farther down than the other, so maybe
that's scary. See, that's scary.
Yeah, there's a horrible story I know about that shit. I can't tell it though.
Yeah, cause they'll know.
I can't. And we can't
tell it.
Not here. I can tell you though. I'll tell you after. But it's a nigga.
It's a fucked up thing too.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, y'all niggas is for real paying attention to that shit. Keep yourself clean, nigga. Make sure you fucking with people that's clean, nigga.
He said, "What if she got herpes 7 years ago and y'all only been together 5 and she had an outbreak?"
Whoa,
that's scary.
That's some scary shit.
Again, they gotta die. No, I'm playing.
And didn't know. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Scary.
Oh fuck, nigga, that's a good one right there. That's a good ass one. See,
like, what if y'all could? You can't be mad. Like, what is that?
You really can't be mad. And if you love her like that, you might as well just be like, go on, give it to me, baby. Fuck it.
Yeah, I ain't going that far.
I'm like, go ahead.
If I got it, look, I gotta go.
No, there ain't no. Come on,
just give it like, to me. Wait, nigga, wait.
No, I ain't trying to.
My life ain't over. So about
see, y'all don't love them niggas like that then. Oh, you wouldn't love me. That's a good one. That's a fucking good one.
But that kills everything. Like,
cause she didn't know. He didn't know.
But looking at the outbreak, I'm not gonna want to sleep with you. I'm sorry.
I'm
gonna be grossed out.
Bumps like, and stuff.
5 years.
No.
So you
I mean, you if don't you know, ain't know.
Yes, they didn't know. Genuinely didn't know. Like, oh, that motherfucker gave me herpes.
We still finna go get tested. And if I ain't got it,
just like.
But that's selfish, though. If I don't have it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if I ain't got it,
okay, but can you?
That's cold.
Okay, but like,
you love this person, right?
Okay, so with herpes, can't you just use a condom? Or will you still get it?
Because
isn't herpes from skin to skin contact?
Yeah.
Oh.
What if they got in their mouth?
Right, y'all kissing and shit, sucking dick, sucking pussy. Damn, that's good ass one, boy. See, what you gonna do?
I'm gone. If I ain't got it,
you gone?
Sorry. Yeah, yeah, because I'm just like, that's not fair. That's selfish.
Okay.
I get it that you
don't think
you
could love somebody through that.
No.
Why did they get checked for 7 years?
See, that's another thing. So now I just found out you're dirty. I gotta go.
Hold on. So you don't have to have an outbreak in order to test positive? I thought you had to.
Well, I think you would test positive. But what if they never went, though?
Right.
But hold up. You would have had to have an outbreak.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because it could just lay dormant for years.
Yeah, that's true. Still, if I ain't got it, I'm gone. That's selfish. Like, if I don't have it, why would you hold me back? Why would you give me something? I would feel bad if I'm giving you something like that.
I feel you. That's real shit.
I would
shit.
Let you go if that was me.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to stop playing around.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop playing around. Because yeah, if I just around. Popped up with some bumps on my coochie.
I'm going to beat the shit out your ass. After you get out the hospital, we're going to go you to the doctor.
I'm out.
To the clinic.
Yeah, right.
Nah, for real. If it, because yeah, that, yeah, because it would look away.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it would look
what?
Away on the inside. Mm-hmm. So it's like, damn, what do you do, nigga?
I'm but can they?
I
tell
would
you,
leave. I ain't gonna lie. I would be like,
but can they tell you how long you've had it?
That's a good question. Let's see.
Because what if the person doesn't believe you? Like,
Extreme D said, nope. I'm like, oh, that'd be sad.
Ooh.
It, still, if I ain't got it, I'm gone. I'm sorry. I'm still a you. I'm going to love you from a distance. But
I'm with this nigga. Right. I'm out.
I can't. I'm not going to be turned on. I'm just going to be disgusted.
I'm
going
to be thinking about that all the time. Like, bumpity
yeah,
bump.
It's not you. It's me.
Damn.
I don't like
it. It is you, but it's me. Yeah. Like,
especially for me, because I don't like bumps.
Yeah.
I am so, like, disgusted by bumps. Like,
okay, says it's difficult to know how long.
But. Huh.
It's difficult to know how long. That's what some bullshit site said though. That.
We'll still be friends.
It's like that was easy. We can still be friends. I'm going to dap you when I see you, my knee.
You know what I'm saying?
What if y'all got kids together?
As long as you ain't got no problem. We ain't have no kids together. Hey, I feel you, man. Look, nigga.
That's hard.
Yeah, you better tell me. Oh, nah, if you don't know and we both find out together, yeah, I'm out.
I just can't live with that. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sounds horrible.
Yeah,
so, like, if
cool,
you...
I'm gonna help you out, but.
So, if you don't have any bumps, can you still pass it on?
I think so. Because it's got to be in your system or what? Or is the outbreak what causes it to spread?
That's why I was thinking, like, the outbreak. Mm. See, it just makes you think, like, what if people out here just got it and that ain't had no... See, look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like, if it's only spread from the outbreak.
He said only when there's an outbreak. That makes sense. Because it's like, you're having...
But you don't know that they got up some bumps. Like, I mean, you're not seeing that. Like, no, we need to turn the lights on.
Because don't they look like scars and stuff?
Yeah. Or something. I don't
turn
know.
All these lights on in this motherfucker. Mm.
Yeah, that's another thing. Examine your partner. Don't be so quick to just hop in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's
like, let me see.
Yeah. Like, let's.
I don't even care about the size. I'm trying to see, like, does it got some bumps? Does it have some green stuff coming off the tip? Or, you know,
don't let her lie to you.
I'm
she wants to see it. Because of the size too. She will leave your ass if you got a little ass dick. She said it over and over. I'm just playing. Nah, well, shit, man. I want to throw some
green stuff.
Yeah, green shit. Tight shit. I know that's disgusting. I'll be sad if some green shit came out my dick.
Bruh.
Like I said, I'll be at the emergency room. Like, something ain't right.
I'm dying.
Right. I am dying.
Dick is dying.
Dick is sick. Fucking horrible.
Look for y'all.
Yeah, man.
Seriously, don't get tested.
Get tested,
just
man.
Get tested.
Get tested.
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Have peace of mind. Do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keep your value
forget
high.
Forget them, not forget them. But you know, for yourself, do like you said.
At least you know that mm-hmm. you solid. Everything's cold, folks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And every time you have sex with someone new, just go get tested again.
Right.
You know, just
before,
to make sure.
Before, after. Mm-hmm. No matter if you're strapped up or not, mm-hmm. go get tested.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's real shit. That's real shit, man. I definitely feel it. Keep your bodies low and your value high, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the people you do fuck with, make sure they worth fucking with.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay.
Boy.
Hopefully you don't run into a situation like that nigga just said. God damn. I'll be sad, nigga. Like, mm-hmm. I've been fucking this motherfucking sick
I
ass bitch.
I got a house, so I got kids, and it's like...
I'm gonna kill you, bitch. You knew. You fucking knew. I didn't know. You fucking knew.
It's just awkward. Like, what do you even say?
Put
like,
my dick in danger, bitch.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna question everything. Like,
hell yeah.
Been sipping the weed. I drank after you. Yeah, no. My whole life gotta be... Listen.
Oh, that's funny. Real shit.
What? I gotta sit there and rethink my whole life.
You feel me?
Especially this, we let the kids.
Hold on, wait a minute. Yeah, I'll be worried about the kids. Like, look, don't kiss the kids. Don't touch them like that. No. Wash your hand. Right. Where's the hand sanitizer? I can't. See, it just changes everything. Right. Like,
and you're always going to look at them like,
yeah. I'm still late, though.
Alright, but that is messed up, especially if you have kids, like,
right,
a whole life. What if y'all got married?
Then, not only that, but, like, the person you're getting with next, you have to mm-hmm. tell them.
Mm-hmm. Like, once you know, like, the person that has it.
Yeah, the person that has it, like, if you want to go date somebody mm-hmm. else, you gotta tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't.
I don't feel like people be telling them.
They don't.
I'd be like, I think they're scared.
Oh, it went away. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a razor bump.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a razor bump.
Razor bumps? Razor bumps are unacceptable?
You can get... No, you can get bumps from razors. Let's not throw that out the window.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got a group of bumps...
A group?
You see how nasty that sounds?
A look, cluster. No.
I can even... See, a cluster, that sounds even worse. Cluster of bumps, like...
Mm-mm.
But damn, so come on now. Do? You know your body. You know when something's wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Damn, nigga.
You should know.
Yeah,
you should. Got kids, teach them to know their body.
Definitely. Because that's what it all boils down to. We don't want to pass down no bad habits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for real.
So you know what's involved.
Yeah.
That's just nasty.
Teach my son to be under control of his sexual desires.
Outbreak.
I don't need
How does that even sound saying that to yourself? I'm having an outbreak.
Right.
I'm sick right now. Right. I'm contagious at the moment.
Hey, babe, let's go do this. No, I can't.
I'm having an outbreak.
Right. Like, nah. I'm
going to have a smoke session.
With my life set up.
With who?
Right. See? You have run their mouth in their mouth. Session.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all trying to match and not listen.
That's why I don't like to smoke with people. Like, that's just nasty.
Ain't no fucking listen. Way.
For real, you don't know who has what on their mouth. And you guys are like passing this shit back. Like, and that's why they don't be doing that.
Some stick their tongue out. Their mm-hmm. tongue could be nasty. Like, some people don't even brush their tongue. You know what? This we need to have a hygiene episode.
HIV is worse.
Listen. I'm sure it is.
Do we need to have a hygiene episode? What up, little cousin?
Yeah, we sure do.
What up, Whitney?
We need to talk about all this because people, it's uncomfortable for people to talk about. I don't know why. It's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're grown. We all should be talking about this. So,
yeah, you know. That's real shit. I mean, it is important, man. She said we need to have a hygiene episode. Yeah, nigga. I mean, niggas don't be brushing their teeth. Niggas don't wash their ass.
They don't brush their tongue. You gotta brush your tongue, my nigga.
You gotta brush your tongue. What up, big cousin?
We gotta have a hygiene episode, because that's one of my pet peeves, is funky breath. And I don't want to hear, ooh, I'm scared to go to the dentist.
I feel it. She said, what? My cousin was like, she said, yes, do you know how many people don't know you're supposed to brush your damn tongue?
Like...
Like that thing on the back of the
toothbrush.
Right. Like, I mean, it's not designed. Like,
I mean, I brush my tongue. But damn, what if them niggas? You know,
halitosis is yes.
Because hey, look, I ain't gonna lie though. When I brush my shit too,
yeah.
If we get too far into the thing,
yeah, you be hearing me in the bathroom.
And I hate
that.
Then
there's people that have, like, what are those called? Like tonsil stones that get
out. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Them fucking shits ruin your
life. Go do some research.
Mm-hmm. She said that shit is important.
It is.
Because it came through. She ain't playing. Like, hey, I feel it, man. I definitely feel
and
it.
And I hate people. Listen.
Right, we don't.
Some people like morning sex, but it's like, go brush your teeth. Don't.
Gotta brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. Shit, niggas be, you know, asking how to get their shit white and shit. If that charcoal shit really works.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Charcoal shit works. I be mixing that shit with the fucking whitening toothpaste, nigga.
Get it cleaning every 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. If you got insurance, you know. Po niggas out here.
We ain't got insurance. What's the po niggas? There's free dental clinics.
Oh, okay.
Please.
I didn't know that.
You don't want to be the dude.
She said they be the main ones in your damn face.
She said Brad peeking harder than Bruce Lee. Right.
Right.
You niggas is climbing the comments.
Man, listen. Nasty, like.
Yeah, man.
You have the nerve to be up in somebody's face. Like, say so you don't smell that.
It's annoying.
And just think about how they mask smell. Their mask. That shit probably stink when they talk. Like, okay. It's all going back in their nose. Like, you don't smell that.
You don't smell that.
They have to. Mm-hmm. She said, "This is so beyond disrespectful." Like, you, because you gotta check yourself. You know what I'm saying? Come on, my nigga. When you get up, you can taste that nasty shit. Like, last night I was smoking and drinking. Get it out of there, man.
Right.
What's wrong with you, bro?
You said saying all the words that start with H, right?
Hey, man. Like, hey, you, motherfucker. Nigga, stupid. Real shit, though.
Man, we need him on the show.
Oh, me. Talking about.
Right, next time, for the next show.
You said you could bring him in?
Next Sunday, I'm going to need you to hop in the box.
You said you could bring him in, huh?
Hey, they got to hop in the box, though.
Oh, they got to hop in the box, okay. Mm-hmm. That's funny as fuck. Mm-hmm. He said mothballs and onions. That's what they mad smell like.
The mothballs be the worst.
Like, damn, my nigga. I know.
You cannot brush your teeth, use mouthwash, and it still stink.
That's when you got something going on. Like, now, because see, I've heard people say.
You got a rotten tooth?
That's what I was going to say. Their tooth. But that shit would also hurt. You would think that, you know, it would probably be like, damn, before the smell come, because it's got to, like, hurt before it stinks.
It gotta just taste nasty. You know, you wake up and you taste morning breath in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's why you brush it first thing. Nigga. Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, nigga. I mean, shit. Some niggas don't know though. What if them niggas ain't got no sense of smell?
Nah, that nah.
Okay.
Something. No. I'll be the one to tell you. Like, you know what?
I know there was this one nigga, bro. He used to kill me, man. I used to be like, shit, my man. Like, I fuck with you, man. I fuck with you. But shit.
Man, bro. Like, I know, because I smoke and
shit.
Breath?
So I know my shit be fucked up sometimes. Because I smoke, you know what I'm saying? I smoke cigars, weed, nigga. You feel me? Drink. And but, I mean, in that spin of things, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what the fuck your breath smell like. You drunk and shit? Mm. You like, oh, hey. High ass, fine, heffa. Right. You know, you don't know. So I you know, I'm not trying to defend niggas or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, certain situations you might not really fucking know. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't. When I'm saying this, because other niggas have done it to me, then I know they don't know.
And their temperature and their mouth be different. Have you ever smelled? Listen, have you ever smelled somebody's breath that's hot? When they say hot breath, I can feel the hot. No. That's another thing. Get the tartar off your teeth. That's another thing that can cause bad breath. Listen. I don't know. Is it just me? Have you felt the heat from their mouth? Like, you don't feel that? You up here sweating, like, your nose running, like,
fires.
You don't see me? Right.
All out this fucking bench, nigga.
Right. They don't call it dragon breath for nothing.
She
right.
Said, fuck that. They smell that shit. She said that tooth is extinct, not just dead. Decaying fucking flesh. Cause what nigga? What causes that though? Is it a broken tooth or what? How does that even happen?
What?
Cause I've always gone to the dentist, so I've never had a tooth
problem. Like a bad tooth?
Yeah, how do you get a bad funky tooth?
You can have a cavity that went untreated.
Oh, cavity. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've never had a cavity.
Bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, floss, so there's food sitting in your teeth that, you know, so.
See, I have a problem floss. I don't floss, though. I really don't like to floss. It feels fucking crazy to me. Like,
does it?
I don't like shit going inside of me. You know what I'm saying? And when it goes in my gums like that, it's an invasive procedure, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. I don't like my flesh to be separated and moved and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I do it, but I don't like to, nigga. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking like that shit. I'd rather do it with toothpick and shit or get them things, the little things with the string. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, those are better.
Way better.
Because just running that
string. It just looks crazy how I do it. Right. Like, right.
I just, the way it gets the gums. But I understand you gotta do that, though. Mm-hmm.
You know, then again, what you eat. See? We just have an episode on this.
Uh-oh. Nigga, what you putting in your system? Because I'm fucking already smelling shit, them stinking niggas. Man, I feel it though, man. Because, you know, like I said, I'll be around a bunch of drunk niggas, and one or two niggas, you'd be like, My nigga. Brother. That's something for you. Nigga. I know. But sometimes I might be that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I be drunk sometimes, nigga. Talking shit loud, nigga. Smoking a fucking cigar. Like, you know what I'm saying? That don't nigga be probably that person. Like, yeah, be that person. Play it. Yeah, damn. Nick. Put the backward oh, out.
I'm like, all right, party over.
Yeah, so okay, y'all be conscious of our shit. Especially smoking niggas, though. For real, because you constantly...
The cigarette smokers ain't nothing against y'all, but...
You constantly doing it.
That shit stinks. Like, sorry, but... It just...
It is, man.
All smoke. That's why I was like, ugh.
I don't right. touch you. She don't like smoking. But she'll be making her smoke. I'll be like, smoke this weed, nigga. I don't want to smoke weed. Smoke the fucking weed. Nah. Well, that's what's up, man. Shit.
So, what should we talk about next week before we close it out?
Right. We talk about.
What should we talk about next week?
Because
we have relationships, hygiene. What should we talk about?
I need to talk about how I want to get this gap fucking closed.
Oh my god, you just be in the camera. Don't nobody want to.
How do I do that, y'all? Somebody put me up.
Braces. They'll put two braces.
I'm not getting no fucking braces.
Oh yeah.
That's invasive surgery. Mm-hmm. Invasive procedure. I'm not getting braces.
But you an invasive.
I don't like to be. You can't invade me. You can't come in. Nope. Not allowed. Especially in foreign man-made shit.
Well, how you
if I wasn't born with it, I don't fucking need it.
Okay, then I guess you're going to keep your gap.
She said Invisalign, though. Said, I'll do that.
Extreme D said double standards.
Double standards? Mm-hmm. Oh, yep, shit.
Yep, that's man. The one.
Because mm-hmm. we was talking about the threesome.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Why men can have I'm two different. Women, but a woman can't have two men.
Oh, it's a train.
It's when a it's train. A,
it is. Mm-hmm.
You being a hoe? Just be,
you are.
Nope.
Nah.
What? Yep. Double standards.
So you gonna let you gonna encourage your daughters to do that? Is that what you're telling me right now?
You gonna encourage your sons to do that?
You're not gonna call her a hoe. So
are you gonna call your son a hoe?
I'm gonna tell that nigga you nasty and dirty for going behind
that
him.
Word altogether.
Huh? Yes.
Because if you're grown and you want to be sexual, you're grown.
Why can't
okay?
Yeah.
If we want to get technical,
why can't we have sex like y'all have sex? We like to. We like to have orgasms too, okay? What if we want to have it by multiple people? Like, you cannot judge us because you are. We want the same things you want.
We like to get it and quit it too.
Right.
I told you no, she's lying.
They are just running the show right now.
Just saying. It happens. Women are way freakier than men. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's talking about the three.
Two dicks though? That's some nasty shit, girl.
Okay, so what if you're at an orgy party? Is that nasty? There's more than one man there.
Okay, I guess that's a good
point.
So
it's like... Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
That's a little extreme.
You don't like mixing my body with juices and shit.
You can test it. You can test it.
Right. Orgy, like, that's just too many people.
20 niggas in
here.
Yeah. Everybody put your test up.
Nah, that's still... It's probably stinking there. Like, I just can't. Like,
hey, not everybody's pH balance is on point.
You know it stinks in there. Lisa, what's going down? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So, all right.
So, I think that's a good one. Because there's a lot we could get into.
Double standards.
Yeah, there's a lot we could get into with double standards.
He said depends on your level of freaky, yep. Because certain people bring out certain things.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
That'll be for the players you podcast only suck, after dark.
So, Brittany only sucked dick for certain niggas. You got to be extra listen. Cute, okay?
I'm here laughing.
Aisha, like, I gotta be drunk.
Like, bro.
Hey, okay.
Alcohol right. plays a big factor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that is a good one.
Mm-hmm. We gotta do an after dark.
We do need an after dark.
You don't think so? We talk nasty enough. Shit.
No, but I mean, like,
it's an episode trains?
At night, like how we used to.
Oh,
maybe a couple drinks. See?
They want to get back in the zone. Scared of them, them ones, boy. I'm gonna just monitor my drinking. I'm gonna be talking too much shit.
Yeah, we need one of those.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
So what? But okay, so.
But what will we talk about for the after dark?
The toys.
Oh yeah, somebody sent the fucking rose over here.
Hey, y'all heard about the rose? Did somebody ever get one? No, I need to get one.
We gonna just give you this one. Tasha, ever used it yet? She did use it. You little freaky motherfucker.
Okay, how was it?
I had to try it. Hey, you ain't gonna tell me, nigga. Motherfucker.
You see?
Fuck your little ass up. I wanna see this shit.
I wanna know. How is it worth buying?
Yes.
Oh, okay, then. I'm gonna go on Amazon right now.
Alright,
I'll see y'all later.
Hey, both of y'all sit y'all down.
Y'all be good now, you hear?
What the fuck? I just figured that you were gonna be like, come on, okay, let's go try it. But you just still haven't said that.
Well, you actually like said it. I did the day you got it. I was like, okay, let's see what's that.
Oh,
he was
okay,
like,
yeah.
Oh, no. So he's not waiting on your ass. You want to get the pussy?
You gotta try to fuck out the man first.
What?
Then yeah, I was like, let's see.
I want to see how it works.
Yeah, because I was like, first, let me just see if it's even worth. Like, this is probably not shit, but.
It's probably not shit. This is gonna be like some new dick. What are you talking about? I want to see the reaction.
Yeah.
He was asking why he's slacking. He was asking why TV.
Yeah, she up there busting nuts. Like, what the fuck? I am supposed to be witnessing these orgasms. That is my pleasure.
Next time, you know what I'm saying?
We could do
I'm
it.
Use it.
Yeah, you might as well. Cause
if you got a girl, get one.
What the hell wrong with you?
The reviews.
You're going to go try the shit. I wanted to see the first one. The reviews wasn't lying. So you up there busting nuts. I didn't hear shit. Motherfucker.
Just yeah, up there like this. The music up.
Like, nigga. Ooh, you lucky I didn't catch your ass. Ooh, you lucky I didn't catch your ass. I rust your ass.
It's called a rose.
But see, that's the thing, though. That's why.
Yeah, the rose.
Let me ask the niggas a question. Ask your homeboy a question. Would you rather your girl, these niggas is mad about these toys and dildos and all this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather her fuck with the toy or go get some new dick, my nigga?
Y'all
or fuck
that?
A nigga? Which one would you rather her
your
do?
Girl do the toy or go get some new D?
Or whatever it is she needs. You know what I'm saying? From another motherfucker. What would you rather her do?
He said, I'll buy the toys for her.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, nigga.
Smart.
And, you know, because, you know, Ty should be on some little shy shit. You know what I'm saying? This nigga been together forever, literally. And she still be acting funny. Like, motherfucker, if you don't play with that pussy.
Putting on blast, y'all.
I know, like, he always put me on blast. See, this is after dark, okay?
See, we got to have an after dark session.
After dark.
Some drinks.
So, next week is double standards.
Double standards.
Unless you guys, you know.
I got So, all right. So, I'm going to swing back through on Wednesdays, too, y'all. I got a couple shows coming through, nigga. So, we got two Wednesday shows coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is going to still be like this. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to record another show. It's probably going to be after we do this.
Mm-hmm.
Next Sunday. It's going to be for Denver. You know what I'm saying? We're going to holler at one of the OGs of Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga straight from the BOYZs. I used to hear the BOYZs all the time.
The as boys? A young
nigga. Yep. So, you know, I just want to see what's up. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about no shit that shouldn't be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to ask no inappropriate questions. You know what I mean? But I definitely want to know. What happened? Why ain't no little BOYZs running around right now? But y'all ended y'all's whole thing.
Hold up, what is it? Like just a clique?
It's a group of men.
It's like a gang. I don't know why he's why you say fascinated that? Why you with
say
this
that?
Shit.
Fascinated? Who fascinated? How's that fascinated?
With this gift.
Because I want to know Denver's history. The history of Denver streets. Nigga, that's where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my niggas. Shout out to the Denver streets, my nigga. But yeah. Then we got another player coming through, nigga. My nigga, that nigga is funny as shit. That one is gonna be funny as fuck. I already know. That nigga crazy. Yeah, man. So, I guess we're gonna be back next week for the ladies. Rough me up, nigga. Hey,
I'll let y'all know when the after
double standards.
Dark show.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta come through.
Yeah, we're gonna do the after dark shit. So, but late, ooh.
Just come out at night.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be talking shit. Get drunk. That's why I don't be fucking around when I drink, nigga. Mm-hmm. I stay away because I don't even know what the fuck I'm having.
We need to have a special guest, probably.
I know, yeah. Special like guest? Another
fella or a lady?
A guy.
A guy, yeah.
Single or what?
Single.
Nah,
I'm fine.
Y'all got somebody you know?
No. Look, no. Nope. Nope. I'm still on strike.
I'm still on strike.
Hey, y'all niggas. Nope. Shit, let me think. Single. I don't know. I had to. But so will we have to do this on Saturday night though?
To post it for. Or well, if we're going live.
Shit, we can just do it with Thump then. You need to just come to the Thump one.
Yeah.
It's on Saturday. Yeah.
All
right. That nigga gonna have, but I don't think.
It's but you said where the nigga Thump? Where you at, Nick?
Dustin's coming to that one. Yeah. Cause that one,
Dustin
that one.
Dustin gonna come out the woodwork with all the questions. So what if? Yeah.
It's gonna get long.
Right.
Well, shit.
Maybe we should just.
We'll figure it out. We'll get it together. Yeah. We'll get it together.
We'll just discuss it after.
Play a podcast.
We want to thank y'all for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Tapping in.
Play a podcast.
Extreme B.
Hey.
Came through.
Yeah, shout out to that nigga, man.
Hop in the box next time.
Funny ass nigga. That nigga said some funny shit. Yeah,
he saying all the H words.
Yeah, killing niggas. H-ing niggas to death. Hey, shit. Mm. That's funny, man.
Got
well, shit. Tell that nigga check it out on Spotify, man. You can listen to the playback if you wasn't in there from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Spotify.
You up there in a couple hours.
All streaming platforms. The link is posted. I'm
up. Well, shit, y'all. I'm sore than a motherfucker. Okay, nigga. I had to turn it up this week with the working out, nigga. So I'm fucking suffering, my nigga. That nigga, I went to my nigga's house yesterday. That nigga put that bench on me, nigga. Oh my god.
Ooh. He said, "See y'all next week." I know that's right. Ooh. Extreme D.
God, come through, man.
Come through. Don't need you to hop in the box.
So y'all, I'm about to look. Okay, let's talk about one more health thing. If y'all niggas don't got a roller, a foam roller, nigga, you got back problems, get you a foam roller, my nigga. That shit gonna help your ass out.
Oh my god.
Telling you, get you right. But shit, well, shout your shit out there, ladies. So they can follow
me. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Boss. That's the money, my yep. Bossy Bree. BossyBreeESS 3 E's.
Bossy Bree.
Now y'all see me. I'm not a catfish. I don't get on here as often. So y'all see me live in the living color. Yes, I look like my pictures.
Talking the living shit too.
And you can find me on IG. That's TIEMARIE 22.
Okay, Instagram. And you can follow me, Truths from the Six, the number six, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram, plays podcasts on Twitter, nigga. Wherever the hell you be at, I might be there. If I ain't there, I'm probably coming through. We'll be on TikTok, maybe. I might get on TikTok, start putting these videos. I'll be doing that.
What TikTok set up?
We'll see. I don't know. I ain't gonna dance, you know what I'm saying? I'll just get on there and talk some shit. So, we'll see what's up, man. But hey, we appreciate y'all niggas sliding through. Play podcast. Yeah, man. Y'all encourage Brittany, nigga. You know what I'm saying? She needs it. She's
nervous. I'll be shy. Like, I'll be shy. You know what to say.
Everybody run chasing her down now. Well, shit, man. Y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. And y'all keep set. Play ya. Gone. Play a podcast.
He said you need that massage.